Reel to reel recorders dus. Spoelenrecorders. Pogingen hadden gedaan om er een cassette van te maken, maar dat je in één keer de hele tape op de machine kon zetten.
This is the voice of Lou Ottens. In 1963, heading a team of Dutch and Belgian engineers for electronics company Philips, Ottens helped create the compact cassette for use as a dictation machine.
Meet the easiest to operate tape recorder in the world. Philips Cassette Loading Battery Recorder. It's easy because tape comes in compact cassettes that you clip in for instant use.
In 1979, Sony introduced the Walkman.
Sony のカセットテープ, the Walkman.
The world's first low-cost portable stereo which allowed us to listen to stereo music wherever and whenever we wanted. Walkman. The same year, Tokyo television acoustic company TEAC introduced the Tascam 4 and 8-track Porter Studio, allowing DIY producers to record up to 8 layers of sound on a single cassette. Between 1985 and 1992, the cassette tape overtook vinyl as the most popular format in the UK. However, following Ottens' further invention of the compact disc with Philips and Sony, by 2001, cassettes accounted for only 4% of all music sold. By the end of the 2000s, most shops had stopped selling cassettes altogether. But just before the final nail was driven into the coffin, in 2015, one of the few remaining manufacturers of audio cassettes in the US reported that they had produced more than 10 million tapes in 2014, a 20% increase over the previous year and its best year since it opened in 1969.
Probably the thing that has really enlarged our business at a faster pace than anything is the return of music to audio cassettes, the retro movement. There's the nostalgia of holding the audio cassette in your hand.
In this series of shows, I'll be looking at past and present uses and abuses of the format. This is currently off air, and this is cassette tapes.
First, Philips invented the compact cassette. Then they made the biggest range of cassette recorders. You take one along, you record from your radio, or make your own program.
You are listening to Currently Off Air with a cassette tape show. We started off with the Swedish artist 1991 and the track Reborn Icehorn from his 2013 cassette. That was followed by some original Detroit techno recorded on 4-track tape back in 95. It was Drexia and Wave Jumper. And this track is Claws with Disco Disco from the tape Sunset Silk, the first compilation cassette put out by the prolific Los Angeles-based 100% Silk label. And we're going into the title track from Obasima by Ghanaian-born producer Atakak. He was born in Ghana but emigrated to Canada in his late 20s. And this tape was recorded at home using Atari software, a synthesizer with built-in drum sounds, and a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Rapping in Ghanaian dialect, Atakak's music mixes 90s pop, rap, and techno with high-life refrains. And 50 copies of this cassette were made and released in Ghana in 94. And Atakak believes that only 3 copies were sold and the rest given to friends and family. But in 2002, tourist Brian Shimkovitz bought a copy of the tape in a roadside stall in Ghana. And the tape inspired his blog, Awesome Tapes from Africa. 12 years later, a CD and download version of the tape was released on the Awesome Tapes from Africa label for us all to enjoy. This is Atakak with Obasima.
Bye.
You're listening to Currently Off Air with a cassette tape show. We started off that section with Manchester's Saints Spandex, taken from the snappily titled compilation tape Cerberus Future Technologies Frequency Adjustments Volume 2. Like a good toad in the hole, it's stuffed full of bangers. I'm talking over an excerpt from Side A of Good Meconium by Hair and Treasure on Harmonic Articulation Tapes, a cassette-only recording label covering new age, ambient, and field recordings. This month's award for best retro artwork goes to Wrong Signal's C40. It's on Third Kind, a Brighton based label that specializes in unique short-run cassettes, and this is an excerpt from However the Joke Became Serious. Tomb Drifter from Dagger Do from the cassette Gloom Fortress, and it's out on a US label, Entertainment Systems, who, according to their website, proudly offer practical physical audio applications for everyday life. Another beautifully packaged cassette now from HZHA and Grindelf, currently unavailable on the always sold out collectible Nakubu label from Greece, with a sound not unlike finding an undiscovered J Dilla beat tape on your answer phone. This is a slice of Pacific Trail. You're listening to Currently Affair with a Cassette Tape Show, and you can find a playlist with links to all these tapes on our website, currentlyoffair.com.
The prettiest landscape I ever saw was one drawn in the walls of a dark room.
The prettiest landscape I ever saw was one drawn on the walls of a dark room.
She was at home in the landscape I ever saw.
The need for a longer exposure wasn't a problem at all.
Seen through my glass, in so small a space, we could go for a ride or a drive. She liked to roam in the landscape.
This may be done as well on the small as on the large scale.
Seen through my glass, in so small a space, we could go for a walk or a hike. She liked to picture the landscape.
The delicacy of detail gives an air of reality to the view.
Seen through my glass, in so small a space, we could go on a boat or a train. She often painted the landscape.
Every traveler or tourist may take her own pictures.
Seen through my glass, in so small a space, we could stay here at home.
The prettiest landscape I ever saw was one drawn on the walls of a dark room.
started that section with She Traveled the Landscape, an excerpt from a 1986 installation piece by artist Ellen Zweig. That was taken from the tape Sound Views Volume 1, a collection of artist work, sound sculpture, audio environments, natural sounds, and, according to the cover, audio ecology. That was mixed in with an untitled piece by Japanese producer Ice Nine from a mysterious early 80s compilation called Cassette Gazette. Fast forwarding 30 years to Matanza's dub by Black Spirituals from their 2013 tour cassette Black Listening. Black Spirituals passed through Brighton in February 2015, supporting Earth. Just out on Glasgow's ever-reliable Broken 60 label, this is Tengui, aka Max Bacharach. The track was Kick Trip, the tape is Transference. Broken 60 is a cassette sub-label of Broken 20, who release sound on tapes, vinyl, USB sticks, and DVDs. Check out all the formats at broken20.com. Next up, this is from a cassette by Maman Sani Abdoulaye, recorded in Niger in 1978, now re-released on vinyl and digital as La Musique Électronique du Niger. This piece is called Bodo. Time to hear from our sponsors.
Want to hear it on cassette? Want to hear it on cassette?
Want to hear it on cassette?
De nieuwe TDK-cassettes, de professional reference van TDK. De ideale cassette voor elke recorder. De Hi-Fi-norm royaal overtroffen. TDK, de meest geprezen cassette ter wereld. TDK.
Oké. Okay.
This is the end of side A. Please turn over the tape to continue the program.
But I think I've talked enough for the moment. Now I'd like you to hear some fine music. Thank you.
was nine when you died, my firefly. What could I have said to raise you from the dead? Oh, could I be the sky on the 4th of July? Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die. Like junior high, where everything was fiction, future and prediction. Now, where am I, my fading supply? Did you get enough love, my little dove? Why do you cry? And I'm sorry I left, but it was for the best, though it never felt right, my little Versailles. My star in the sky. Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it all right, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is rife, while it is light. Talk, my little hawk, why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Started and ended that section with Sufjan Stevens' tape of grief songs, Curry and Lowell. The song was 4th of July, and who knows, if his label Asthmatic Kitty shift enough cassettes, they might make the album available in other formats, accompanied by a sellout world tour and 5-star reviews. We started with the new agey coda to Sufjan's Blue Bucket of Gold, which mixed into an original New Age tape from 1980, Michael Stearns' Morning. And I've got a cassette tape special of the often reviled New Age genre coming up later in this series. We then heard Aboriginal Songman at Slim's Creek, Mornington Island, Australia, from 1988. The tape is called Budul Ladul, and the song was Bayi Gingara, Bushfire Farewell. And I'm speaking over Best Available Technologies, Excavated Tapes, 1992 to 1999, Volume 2. The piece is In Balance 16 and is out on the Astro Dynamics label. For each of the cassette tape shows, I'll be asking an artist to take the 4-track 24 challenge. They'll be given a 4-track tape Porter Studio for 24 hours and asked to produce a cassette with a duration of no more than 4 minutes 24 seconds. First up, we have a recording from Soundless Mind Eraser, non-musicians who specialize in byproduct tapes made up of unused orphan sounds created during their work on film and radio projects. In their 24 hours, they produced this piece, Ferric Dunes, four shortwave radios and tape loops. This is Cassette Tapes on Currently Off Air, and that was Soundless Mind Eraser taking the 4-track 24-hour challenge. The piece was called Ferric Dunes, four shortwave radios and tape loops. This is Pal Bowman 2. Thank you. from an album of instrumentals named after incidental characters from the TV show The X-Files, Dutch producer Paul Bummen II with Leo Danziger. And that was followed by the sounds of three 16-year-olds playing a single Casio keyboard in 1986 and recording it straight to boombox. And I know that to be true because I was one of them. The tape was by the sadly short-lived Johnny Brainstorm and the Mind Smears, and that piece of no-fi cosmic accordion electro was Creatures from Mars. Big shout-out to Grebo and Pleasure Mind Smear. From the mid-80s to the late 1920s now, Washington Phillips was a Texan gospel blues singer and instrumentalist who recorded 18 songs for Columbia Records using multiple zither-like instruments thought to be a dolciola and a celestophone. 10 of Washington Phillips' songs have been released on a cassette by the Death Is Not the End label. This, perhaps, is the best known, Mother's Last Word to Her Son.
I never can forget the day when my dear mother did sweetly say, you are leaving, my darling boy. You always have been your mother's joy. Now as you leave, and if the words are wrong, you may not be able to get back home. But remember Jesus, who lives on high, is watching over you with a mighty eye. The world is so full of old sin and woe, and many sorrows everywhere you go. But remember Jesus, who's everywhere. You get in trouble now, he'll meet you there. If you bow down before his face and trust in him for his saving grace now, and you have a burden, he'll make them light, and he sure will guide you all in the right. Now when I think of my mother dear, how often she did try to cheer my wandering mind, what's gonna stray but saying, son, accept the way.
Introducing the man who aims to breathe.
Resolutely, step by step, the man in the green nightshirt approached the revolving door of the hotel. He was carrying a large, stuffed gorilla. A desk clerk, more experienced in the vicissitudes of the downtown hotel trade, might perhaps have sensed that a man wearing a green nightshirt and carrying a stuffed gorilla meant trouble. But Rupert Lonsdale had been working the desk for only a few nights. To him, as he stood behind the gray and white, fake marble counter, the major reaction was one of curiosity that there should be a person entering the lobby with something as large and cumbersome as a stuffed gorilla in his arms. Setting the gorilla down with a thump in front of the desk, the man in the green nightshirt led off by asking Rupert if there was a Santiago Dean registered at the hotel.
I don't know.
Rupert checked his book and said he didn't think so.
I'll tell you what it is, said the man. Santiago Dean sold my wife this stuffed gorilla that, as you can see for yourself, is just moth-eaten as the devil. And I was hoping that I might be able to catch him in here tonight and kill him. I've got an axe,
he added meaningfully, lifting his green nightshirt and showing Rupert the axe. The sight of the axe frightened Rupert out of his wits. There had been a number of axe murderers in his family when he was a child, some of whom had been insane. And in desperation, he began to pinch himself on the arms in the hope that he might be asleep and only dreaming this nightmare. But he wasn't. So then he reached across the desk and started pinching the man in the green nightshirt on his arms to see if he might be dreaming. And, sure enough, the man was dreaming. And woke up to find himself at home in bed with his wife snoring beside him.
Listen, Ethel,
he said, giving her a sharp nudge with his elbow to wake her up.
I'm telling you, don't fix any more of that gorilla meat casserole like we had tonight.
Why not?
It gives me nightmares.
That wasn't gorilla meat, you dope,
replied his wife.
That was your nephew, Rupert.
Well, whatever that stuff was you fixed,
said the man in the green nightshirt.
By Blaster Al Ackerman when he wet his pants.
Before they took up residency in the Sixth Music Green Room, sipping mojitos and munching goju berries at the licensed payer's expense, Sauna Youth released many fine tapes. I played Negative Obsessions from 2010's Mad Mind on Suplex cassettes. Before that, you heard The Man in the Green Nightshirt, written by the late Blaster Al Ackerman, poet, male artist, Baltimorean bookseller, and read by Steve Sleestill, who the last I heard was sleeping in his car on the side of the road in Colorado. That was recorded on a Tascam 4-track Porter studio in Nottingham in the mid-1990s, and we'll have a mind-mangling special of more Blaster Al and Sleestill in a future cassette tape show. You can find a playlist and links to all of these tapes on our website, currentlyoffair.com. I'll leave you with an excerpt from Outside Broadcast by Graham Dowdle, a tape-only release on the excellent Tapeworm label. Dowdle spent several years recording and touring with Nico and is currently a member of Pear Ubu and has a solo electronica project under the name Gagarin. The tape, Outside Broadcast, was recorded using a 90s radio cassette player alongside two iPad apps. This is Light Program. This C6D is almost full and I can feel the leader tape approaching, so it's just time for me to wish you...
That is the end of this compact cassette. To listen again, press eject and turn over to side A.